This is the Curiosity Corner page with antiques expert Andrew Blackall, entitled Finding Signs of Witchcraft. Salem, Massachusetts, on the northeast coast of the USA, is synonymous with Halloween. Today, it offers a mixture of occult shops, attractions related to witches and the Salem witch trials, and the novel The House of the Seven Gables. Additionally, Salem is a thriving town. Much of New England, as it's known, boasts a myriad of historic timber-framed buildings, some dating back to the 17th century. It's fair to say, as it's off the beaten track, there's something of Scooby-Doo about Massachusetts. In fact, many of its place names relate to East Anglian names and hark back hundreds of years to early settlers arriving in the New World, as it was once known, giving places they populated familiar names. It always amuses me that meeting American tourists touring the UK, they often tell me in hallowed tones that their family can trace its history back to the Pilgrim Fathers and that they've come in search of their ancestors. Of course, today, something like 35 million Americans boast such ancestral heritage, dating back to these first English immigrants to the New World. Yes, history does that to people. With them, settlers took their religion, which it's fair to say was full of myths, legends, and indeed bigotry. Hence the dreadful witch trials that sent people actually poisoned by ergot from the tainted flowers they ate to their deaths. With this as a background, I should mention that King James I wrote a book about witchcraft. Perhaps I should rephrase that. His book, Demonologie, is all about witchcraft, magic, and sorcery, and was first published in 1597. It wasn't a happy book about folklore. It was actually influenced by his attendance at the Berwick witch trials, which resulted in more than 70 people being executed for being involved in witchcraft. In 2020, a copy of his book sold at auction for a hammer price of £3,800. You're probably thinking that the madness of accusing people of being witches is something from hundreds of years ago. And whilst the last official witch execution was in 1782, when Anna Goldy was beheaded in Switzerland, the last person convicted under the Witchcraft Act in Britain was Jane Rebecca York in 1944. A year later, there was the murder of Charles Wharton, and years later, the investigating officer stated that his death had been the culmination of a ghastly pagan ritual. Like many sites, Avebury attracts a number of visitors at Halloween, many, of course, with pagan beliefs. To be honest, having met and spoken with a large number of such people over the years, my take on it is that it's just as structured as any other belief system. And while its followers suggest they are following an ancient system of belief, in actuality, the majority of their belief system is based on 18th and 19th century hierarchical writing, a bit of Aleister Crowley, a smidgen of folklore and Masonic teachings. Some follow nature in a non-hierarchical way, which I can empathise with and understand. Old furniture often has witches' marks inscribed into it, as I've discussed before. These came from a myriad of superstitions that linked avoiding witchcraft and evil to inscribing marks in furniture, fireplaces and above doors. Additionally, glass balls hung in windows were called witches' balls, again designed to ward off evil. Halloween became more of a thing in the UK in the 1990s, yet you'll still find those who shun it as the work of the devil. I came across this trying to find an ancient standing stone. No good will come of going there, I was angrily told by a ruddy-faced man with a spaniel. It's evil. Really? What sort of archaeology? Surely it's all part of our social history. Britain is ripe with ghost stories and folklore of witches and the devil. I suppose much of it comes from the high mortality rate of yesteryear and trying to explain it within an uneducated mind. Yet years ago, my late step-grandmother pointed out a large tree sticking out into the road in Pembrokeshire, South West Wales. The road made a point of bypassing it, not for any environmental reasons, simply because local legend stated that a witch was buried there. Who is that knocking on your door? Best turn the light off and hide behind the sofa until they've gone.